everyone. Just occurred to me, I'm like, I forgot to give some updates. As you know, I kind of weave in and out of giving personal updates on this podcast because, on the one hand, from a marketing perspective, talking about your personal life differentiates you from all of the other podcasts, and it gives listeners a reason to tune in because we're all covering the very same stories. So on the one hand, it makes all the sense in the world, and that's why every podcaster does it for the most part, or most do. But then it's like, on the other hand, it doesn't necessarily, I believe, affect why people listen to a podcast. It's like, for example, if I see someone that I'm a fan of or curious about as a guest on a podcast, I'm going to listen. And I'm probably, there's a good chance I'm going to skip past whatever intro information that the host is giving, because I'm like, let me get to the guest that I actually want to listen to. So it's just a very interesting thing. And so I will weave in and out of it. I've clearly forgotten for like weeks at minimum to give any updates. So as far as this week, my therapist canceled our appointment. And that was devastating to me. She canceled it for the week because I am so, like, going to therapy is, it's a highlight. It's easily a highlight of my week. And to not have that, like, I had a mini spiral. She told me about it, like, on Monday. I was supposed to talk to her on Wednesday. And I kind of mini spiraled because I, like, between the last session and the upcoming session or that week, I was thinking about what I was going to tell her, looking forward to what she would have to say in response. And it was crushing. Like, how do y'all not have therapy? I've had times where I'm sorry. I see something trending. I see something trending. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, I can't. This is really too much. Okay, anyways. So, how do y'all not have therapy? I've had times in my life where I didn't have it, and I need it, period. Like, I need to be in therapy my entire life because it makes a huge difference when I'm not in therapy. Like, that's when I need that regulation. I need to be able to talk to someone and hear what they have to say. And, you know, therapists aren't supposed to tell you what to do. That's what they always say, which I think is so stupid. But I believe that with a therapist, especially after you've had enough sessions with them, you know how they think, what they would say to a certain extent, and how they would feel, I should say. You know how they would feel about some of the things that you want to do or have done. And it's all, like, most communication is nonverbal, as you know. So it's also in their, like, body language. So it's like, if they endorse you, you should be able to tell that, see that physically, if they believe in what you want to do and your decisions. And if they don't, you should also see that physically on their face or in their body. So, you know, it was just, it really pissed me off that I couldn't see her. And I thought to myself, like, that's what a therapist, she said she was sick. And I believe that therapists need to take more time off. I thought about, I'm like, okay, she's literally, this is the second time off that she's taken in a year. If I'm not mistaken, and the other time she was going on a trip. So I'm like, she needs to have time for herself. She's a little too dedicated to this shit. So that bummed me out. And other than that, I'm dealing with a lot of nausea. And so I bought over-the-counter medicine that my friend had suggested, but I think I might try to get a prescription grade medication because my nausea is so intense and over the top and debilitating. And guess what? I'm flying next week. I'm going on a trip out of state. And I have so many people that I'm supposed to see on this trip. It's not realistic at all. It's not a very long trip. I prefer for my trips to be, it depends, but generally speaking, well, this is domestic. If I'm going internationally, I like for my trips to last a month. But anyways, it's a domestic trip and oh my gosh, I'm already so excited in advance, and I may share with you where I flew to and what I did when I return. We'll see. I kind of like to be private, even though some of the projects that I'm working on are like not projects that are gonna keep me private once those go public. But anyways, it's a fine line between sharing and not sharing. But when I think about it, I was thinking about it as I was talking very early on in this episode. I'm like, there really is a lot of value in talking about your personal life. It's certainly why I legitimately listen to some podcasts to hear their intro, and I don't listen to the rest. So it's like, if I keep that in mind, maybe I will remove the figurative stick that's been hurled up my ass or shoved up my ass about it. All right, let's get to the story of the hour. It only came out 2 days ago, more like three when you consider the time difference. But on August 5th, and I'm on Twitter, I have Twitter right in front of my eyeballs, right in front of me, pulled up on my laptop. This tweet is still there. It says Serena Williams on August 5th tweeted, "Yikes at Peninsula Paris." That is a hotel, Peninsula Paris. "Yikes at Peninsula Paris. I've been denied access to rooftop to eat in an empty restaurant of nicer places, but never with my kids. Always a first." Hashtag Olympic 2024. Okay. So, let me try to understand what the hell she's saying. I've been denied access to rooftop to eat in an empty restaurant of nicer places, but never with my kids. Okay, so she's claiming that she's been denied before. Oh my gosh, I'm just catching the shade. She's saying that she has been denied entry slash quote unquote access to restaurants before, but those restaurants were nicer. So that right there is an insult. Sorry. That right there is an insult. She's saying that she's been denied from nicer places. Basically, like, she's basically, the subtext is, who are you? I've been denied from nicer places. Who the fuck is y'all? But she says she has never been denied while she was with her children. And she's saying always a first. Now, Serena hasn't tweeted since, y'all. Serena wants her followers to still be on this place's neck because she hasn't deleted her tweet and she hasn't tweeted since. And she has 10.3 million followers. This bitch unleashed 10.3 million followers onto this fucking restaurant in Paris. So the restaurant responded saying, "Dear Mrs. Williams, please accept our deepest apologies for the disappointment you encountered tonight. Unfortunately, our rooftop bar was indeed fully booked, and the only unoccupied tables you saw belonged to our gourmet restaurant, Le Ocio Blanc, which was fully reserved. We've always been honored to welcome you and will always be to welcome you again, the Peninsula Paris." So, Oh my gosh, the very first comment under their tweet says, "Let me give you guys a social media tip. Find a solution. One, you don't turn away big name celebrities. You make accommodations because the good press can push your brand forward. Two, when an A-list celebrity wants to partake, try and make it work or stuff like this happens and the bad press will not be worth it. Three, check your Yelp or other food rating platforms. By the end of the day, you'll be down several points and castigated. Four, castigated. Ooh, haven't heard that word before. Four, the appropriate customer service answer was, we will find a way to accommodate. Can you return in X time so we can make accommodations? We are currently absolutely full." So then somebody commented on this guy's tweet, and the guy's name is I am Doug Lewis. Somebody commented, "Yes, big celebrities are simply better than the rest of us and should be treated as such." And then I am Doug Lewis said, responded with, "I did not say that. I said you accommodate people with large microphones. She very much has a larger microphone. And quite frankly, it was bad customer service to not find a solution. Whoever the manager on duty was didn't think this through. This is ultimately not of great interest to me. I said my two cents. We'll see how the internet responds. I will check their Yelp review later." Okay. So, let me see here. Here's where I stand on this. Serena Williams clearly don't give a shit that they were booked because she did not take the tweet down. She wants people to still see that she was denied access to this rooftop restaurant. And this tweet has had 7.4 million views. And the restaurant's response has had 1.2. So, wow. Yikes. Anyways, people are divided on this. This is very interesting. People are not, they think she's a diva and an asshole. Other people are on the side of the restaurant. North Festival, what the hell is that? Anyway, so here's what I'm gonna say. What I'ma say is, like I said, Serena hasn't deleted the tweet. Serena wants everybody to know that she was denied. Serena knew that this story would go viral. She knew it would be picked up on TMZ. She has 10 million followers. She has, like, every media outlet is probably following her. She's been in the game for, what, 25 years? 25, 26 years plus years. She knew exactly what she was doing. This is diva behavior 101, and I'm a diva, and I am not at Serena Williams level, and I never will be. So it's like, as a diva, I'm biased to be like, okay, she was a see you next Tuesday because she wanted to exact revenge upon this restaurant. But here's the thing, like, Serena Williams, I didn't watch King Richard, but it's well known that they face Serena and Venus a lot of racism when they were playing tennis, right? So it's kind of like Serena was acting like the restaurant. I feel like the subtext of her text or of her tweet is like, this restaurant is racist. Like, they turned her away when it was empty and despite who she is or whatever. But I'm floored. I wonder if whoever was at the restaurant knew it was Serena Williams. Serena used to have black hair her entire career, and now she's been rocking this blonde shit, which doesn't really look good on her. She could pull it off for the most part, but I don't know. I'm on the fence with it. So they might not have recognized her as a blonde, especially if the person was, let's say, super young. They weren't really around when she was really, like, at the top of the game and reigning in tennis. Maybe somebody didn't recognize her, maybe they did. But I just feel like when you are at Serena's level, status level, you have a right to be a diva. And I think that a lot of people who are talking shit about her being a diva would do the same thing. However, I feel that she should take the tweet down. I feel that by this tweet remaining on her Twitter, at the top of her Twitter, it's damaging to the establishment. It's like the establishment, the hotel, Peninsula, it's like they're going to keep being punished as long as this tweet is online. And she may never delete it, which means they are definitely like permanently fucked in a way. If her tweet ever, if people ever like Google the place and the tweet comes up, it's a bad look. So I stand with Serena on this because I'm going to see you next Tuesday in a diva. However, I stand with her when it comes to having her fans unleash on them, but I just feel like she should delete the tweet already. So those are my thoughts on the matter. Where do you stand? All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.